July, America's new super sport.
Welcome back to another H2H Highlight H2H Recap. This is the 13th recap for H2H 2022, but it's not Friday the 13th, and I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and Claro KC. But of course, today's show is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network and sponsored by Magic City Highlight. Visit HighlightWorld.com. Also sponsoring FantasyHighlight.com, BetRivers.com, WatchHighlight.com, BlackStarFund, LLLP.com, and ExquisiteCoffee.shop. I have my cup of exquisite coffee right here today, so get yours at exquisitecoffee.shop. And we also have Mr. Rockin' Ray Haluska with us on the line, and he'll be giving you the updates, all that and more, when we come right back right after these messages. Stay tuned in right here.
Highlight H2H is the world's fastest ball sport played in a new electrifying format. Highlight H2H features two singles players or two doubles teams in a head-to-head battle for court dominance. The game is played on a three-wall court that measures just 120 feet long by 33 feet wide with a ball that travels up to 150 miles per hour. An H2H match is won by the player who is first to secure a total of 2 out of 3 sets. It takes 6 points to win a set and 2 sets to win a match. Simply put, the goal is to catch one more ball than your opponent. Just like in tennis, a player may fault once on a serve, but if 2 serves result in faults, then the opponent wins the point. At the start of a new point, the ball is served by the winner of the previous point. However, at the start of a new set, the loser of the previous set serves first. After the ball hits the front wall, it must be caught in the air or after only 1 bounce. Players may catch and throw from out of bounds, but if the ball lands out of bounds, then the point goes to the opposition. The ball is lethal, the game is lightning fast, and the action is limitless. It's the game you didn't know you needed to know. This is Highlight H2H.
Hello, Miami. Here's the traffic report and Fantasy Highlight check-in. As I'm circling overhead of the Magic City Fronton, I see a lot of foot traffic headed into today's Highlight head-to-head matches. I can see a lot of fans are logging onto their phones and punching in their picks for Fantasy Highlight. They're logging on to FantasyHighlight.com, checking and locking in their picks for the day. If they've locked in all the winning picks for the week correctly, they could win a $100 prize. Check out the traffic over at FantasyHighlight.com. For heavy-hitting wagers in approved states, head over to BetRivers.com and place your bets in real time. Even if you don't have a chance to come down to the Magic City Fronton today, head over to BetRivers.com. There's plenty of traffic over there, and the lanes are clear, and approved traffic is heading in from New York, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Illinois, Michigan, Iowa, Colorado, Arizona, Louisiana, Virginia, and West Virginia. Stay tuned in for more Highlight traffic updates on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. There's plenty of sports excitement to go around. Watch Highlight.com. Live the high life and watch Highlight.com. It's the official home of H2H and Battlecourt Highlight, the all-new format for the fastest ball game on earth. When you sign up free to watch Highlight.com, you'll have access to live H2H and Battlecourt singles and doubles matches. You'll learn about the players from interviews and live commentary from the Magic City Fronton announcers, Stu Nyman and Andrew Blackman. Experience the high life and don't miss out on Fantasy High Life. You'll find out all you need to know about the three-wall sport at WatchHighLife.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.
And we're back here with the Highlight H2H recap here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today I'll jump right into the scores for you for Sunday 7/24, Monday 7/25, and Tuesday 7/26. And on Sunday, July 24, 2022, we have doubles action that starts off. We have five matches that were played. In the first match, we have Williams and Manny versus Jairo and Kubala. Williams and Manny take the win in split set 6-1 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Douglas and Diaz versus Ikeda and Aratz. Ikeda and Aratz take the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Carballo and Rock versus CRB and Spinner. Carballo and Rock take the win in split sets 6-4 and 6-4. In the fourth match, we have Flores and Manu versus Joseph and Gauthieri. Flores and Manu take the win in straight set 6-1 and 6-4. In the fifth and final match of the day, we have Jedden and Nicholas versus Inaki and Ben. Inaki and Ben take the win in split sets 6-5 and 6-5. And for Monday, 7/25, July 25th, 2022, is the start of the singles matches for the week. And seven matches were played. And in the first match, we have Inaki versus Manu. Manu takes the win in the second and third set, 6-5 and 6-3. In the second match, we have Nicholas and Gauthieri. Nicholas takes the win in the second and third set, 6-4 and 6-5. In the third match, we have Benny versus Ikeda. Benny takes the win in straight set, 6-5 and 6-5. In the fourth match, we have Inaki versus Manny. Inaki takes the win in straight set, 6-4 and 6-1. In the fifth match, we have Manu versus Douglas. Manu takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-3 and 6-1. In the sixth match, we have Gauthieri versus Benny. Benny takes the win in the second and third sets, 6-5 and 6-2. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Manny versus Nicholas. Nicholas takes the win in straight set, 6-0 and 6-5. And the highlight for Monday 7/25, we have highlights for three players, Manu, Nicholas, and Benny. They all win both of their matches. And for Tuesday, July 26, 2022, singles action, we have seven matches that were played. In the first match, we have Ben versus Kubala. Ben takes the win in split set 6-5 and 6-5. In the second match, we have Ron versus Jairo. Jairo takes the win in split set 6-4 and 6-1. In the third match, we have Kubala versus Bueno. Bueno takes the win in straight sets 6-1 and 6-4. And that was an interesting match to watch, where Bueno actually got hit with the ball on one of the points. And in the fourth match, we have Aratz versus Julin. Aratz takes the win in straight set 6-4 and 6-4. In the fifth match, we have Jairo versus Ben. Jairo takes the win in straight set 6-3 and 6-3. In the sixth match, we have Carballo versus Aratz. Aratz takes the win in straight set 6-4 and 6-1. In the seventh and final match of the day, we have Ron versus Bueno. Ron takes the win in straight sets 6-2 and 6-3. And two players are on the highlight reel for the day. We have Jairo and Aratz. They won both of their matches for the day. And with that, I'm going to turn the mic over to Rockin' Ray Haluska with some more updates in Highline.
Yes, Garland, thank you very much. And before I get to the better's delights, just tell you about a few amateur events that are coming up that people in these respective areas might want to catch some action. All right. Up in St. Petersburg at Courier Park, the country's only publicly built highlight fronton. Players from Miami and St. Pete will be playing 10 doubles matches with 5 teams per game, as part of a fundraiser to help pay off some of the debt remaining from a recent rehabilitation of that facility. So if you're in Tampa area, go check that out this weekend. That's tomorrow at Courier Park in St. Pete. And then in a few weeks, the USA Championships will be held August 19 through Sunday, August 21st at Magic City. The Masters, which is amateurs or retired pros over 50, will play games Friday and Sunday. And the professionals will play games Saturday and Sunday. And I'm not sure how it's going to affect the Sunday schedule in the afternoon for the normal Pelotan H2H games, but that could be, turn into a really long day of beautiful highlight for people in the area. And I'm enticed enough by that to start making plans to go down there possibly. So maybe we'll have an update on that next week. But now we can jump into the results in this week, the betters delights, as I like to call them. Starting with Sunday, July 21st, in the second game, Al Barba, who's been finishing in the money now and then the last few weeks, won that game and paid $18.20 for a win. So everyone's not jumping on the Barba bandwagon. If you do, you might get a nice reward in your $2 bet. The early daily double, numbers were 3-1 for the winners of those first two games, and that paid $86.40. Third game single, Spinner back in action in recent weeks and looking really good in the process. His win paid $14.60, and the Quinella 2-8 paid $40. The Exacta 2-8 paid $131.40. And the trifecta 285, that was Spinner, Ben, and Anderluck finishing 1, 2, 3 from post positions 2, 8, and 5. That paid $1,135.40. Moving to the fourth game, singles, the Quinella 5-7 paid $55.60. Exacta 7-5, $84. Trifecta 7-5-4, $636.60. The early pick 3. Picking the winners of the first three games, games 2, 3, and 4, was 1-2-7 combo, paid $329.20. Fifth game doubles, trifecta 3-5-4, paid $939.60. Sixth game, another player that you need to keep your eye on, who's been really tearing it up in recent weeks, Manu. His win is paid $16 in a $2 bet. And the Quinella 4-8 paid $71.40. Exacta 4-8 paid $120.20. And the trifecta 4-8-3, a little below my threshold of 500, but we're going to tell you that that paid $473.40. And that was Manu, Inaki, and Douglas with Win Play Show finishes in Game 6 on Sunday. Game 7 doubles. Anderluck and Arats, another team that's been doing pretty good lately. Their win paid $18.60. The Quinella 2-6, $38.60. Exacta 6-2, $51.60. Trifecta 6-2-7. The CRB and Spinner were the third pairing in that game that showed, and that created a nice payoff, $619.20.
Wow.
High five jackpot. Best bettors picked 4 out of 5 right, 2, 7, 3, 4, 6, paying $71.80. And the payoff, the carryover pot is starting to build up real nice. Eighth game singles, Julen, 17-20 for the win, 16-40 for his place bet. Quinella, 1-5, $50.60. Exacta, 5-1, $51.20. Trifecta, 5-1-2. $819.40. The late pick 3. Winning numbers were 465, $1,033.60. very unusual for a pick three to get over 1,000. But that's very often an interesting bet for anyone that's a lot smarter than we are can get pick those three games. Mighty Ocho, only 3 of 8 winners were picked by our universe of players. 3-1-2-7-3-4-6-5 was the winners for those Sunday games. And the payoff was $8.20. I mean, you can get that few right. There's not a lot of booty to be won. Monday, July 25th, 2022. First game, El Farba, another surprising win. And his bettors were rewarded to the tune of $25.60 on our $2 bet for his win. Second game, early daily double, 6-2, paid $75.20. Third game, Quinella, 3-4, 62.60. Exacta, 3-4, 84.40. Trifecta, 3-4-1. It's Arrest, Andrew Luck, and Ron Ron. And that nice winner paid $493.80.
Wow.
Fourth game, Quinella, 1-8, 49.20. Exacta, 8-1, $123. Trifecta, 8-1-7, $759.40. Early pick 3. Winners 2-3-8 paid $170.60. Fifth game was a doubles match that I'm just telling you happened because there weren't any noteworthy results there. We moved down to the sixth game. Exacta, 3-8, $90. Seventh game, Quinella, 5-7, $40.40. Exacta, 5-7, $150.40. Trifecta, 5-7-1. That's Diaz Douglas, Andrew Lucarest, Al Barber, and Ron Run, combining to pay the 5-7-1 bettors $930.80. High five jackpot, 4 out of 5 winners, 3-8-3-3-5. Not a bad payoff at $54.70 on your $1 bet. If you were wise enough to pick 4 out of 5. And we go to the 8th game on Monday. Manu with a win at $10.80. Quinella 4-5, $159.60. That's a really good Quinella payoff. That would help with Nicholas, who's also been playing better lately. And his play showing paid $17 for people doing that bet. But the Exacta was $355.40. Trifecta 4-5-1 with Manu, Nicholas, and Jolin coming through, $552.
Yay.
Late 52, 354. And this is the largest I've seen on this bet all season, $1,348. Mighty Ocho, 6-2-3-8-3-3-5-4. Only 3 of 8 winners were picked, and there were a lot of them. And so the winner's share was $2.80. Those high five and Mighty Ocho bets are $1 bets. Here are your results. Of noteworthy winners for Sunday, Tuesday, July 26th. Quinella, 4-5, paid $40. Exacta, 5-4, paid $93.20. Trifecta, 5-4-7, that's with Ben, Tennessee, and CRB leading the pack, $509.60.
Yeah.
Two games. Quinella, 3-8, 55-40. Exacta, 8-3, 67-80. Trifecta, 8-3-2. $405.80. Early daily double, 5-8, paid $105.60. And then we move to the third game. Quinella, 1-5, $45. Exacta, 1-5, $152.40. Trifecta, 1-5-3 with Bueno, Spinner, and Arras leading the way, $520.40.
Oh, wow.
Game. Quinella, 2-6, 57-20. Exacta, 2-6, $110. Trifecta, 2-6-7. It's Arras, Kubala, and Bueno, who gave their supporters a nice bet of $694.20.
Wow.
8-1-2, $669.60. Fifth game, the team of Andrew Luck and Arras surprised enough people that their win paid $18 to their faithful followers. The Quinella 3-4, 65-60. Exacta 3-4, $128.40. Trifecta 3-4, 8-563. And that it was Andrew looking at rats. Winning, El Barba, Ron Ron, second. Akira, Kubala, third. Handsome Pal, $563. Seventh game, Anaki and Ben in our second doubles match, $18. For Barlow in Tennessee, their play showing paid $34.40. That's pretty high payoff for a place bet. And but there weren't a lot of people that were expecting that kind of a finish, so the people that believed in it redeemed those tickets for $34.40. Spinner with a third team in that match. We got a Quinella of $40 and an Exacta 5-8 of $168.70. High five jackpot. 4 out of 5 were picked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And people were scratching their heads over how likely that was. I didn't do the statistical analysis on that, but it's unusual, but that's what happens sometimes. And $136.80. Decent payoff. And now that the carryover jackpot is really starting to get up there, $3,437, which will go into this weekend. And that game, if either the one team or the seven team had finished first place, that would have been a high five win at $2,000. So I was rooting for the house and against people that were rooting for 1 and 7, and there wasn't any slots either. I think Carballo was on one of those teams, and Gocheri was in the other. So, there was a good chance that could have easily been collected, but not that day. So the jackpot continues to grow. Anaki, $34.04 for his win bet, $39.20 for the place bet. That's also unusual where a place bet winning exceeds the win bet. Quinella 5-7, $84.20. Exacta 5-7, $105.40. And Anaki, Carballo, and Julian 5-7-3. In our nice trifecta, $1,071.60. Late to 3-4-5-5. Another nice win, $818.40. Mighty Ocho, 4 of 8, 8. That's 5, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 5. $8.20. And I can't remember the last time someone picked all of them right by themselves and won the $5,000 prize for that. So it's, that's a tough. But those are what I call the better's delights. And just a quick look at the results from fantasyhighlight.com. Season standings. I'm Mr. Rogway, still leading the pack, now at 263 points. Reverse two wall, reclaimed second place at 257, he's 6 back. And Armada and Sarasota Kenny have 254. And that's free play, and even if you haven't been playing along all season, not too late to jump in and try to win the either $150 or the $100 or the $1,500 prize for getting all matches correct. Last week, the best we did was a guy named Vegas. 1, 2, 3, 4, 4, 15 points. So he'll get $100. And Hartford Highlight just missed out on the money at 14. And what we have for you this week?
I only got 9 this week, so.
I haven't checked. But I haven't been having good weeks, but that's okay. They revise the teams, and once they get the hang of them, but you learn what you don't. You're not as smart as you think about some of these things. And but good, way to go on your 9, and we'll see if I can top that this week. And don't forget, you got to get those picks in by the swing of the first set at 5 p.m. for H2H.
All right, that's right. And after that, go ahead, head on over to watchhighlight.com. That's watchhighlight.com for all the live matches, Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays at 5 p.m.
Okay, I think that's a wrap on my end. And do you have any other announcements or points of mention?
That's it for me. And, you know, we can wrap it all up at Highlight World. Go to highlightworld.com and hit the shop button. There's lots of merchandise and accessories out there that you can wear every day. I do. So go to Highlight World and hit the shop button. And with that, it's been a great recap for H2H Highlight. I've been your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, along with Rockin' Ray Haluska here with us. And have a great weekend, everyone.
Highlight, America's new super sport.